Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Earwolf Studios, home of many beautiful podcasts and three ugly ones. I wrote that just after I drove by a Deja Vu strip club where they say hundreds of beautiful girls and three ugly ones. It's July 7th, Two Oceans 11, and my guests today are the hosts of one of those beautiful podcasts. It's called Lieutenant Spaceman. Please welcome. I even wrote in parentheses after that, Professor Blastoff, just to not be completely rude and actually get it right. Professor Blastoff. Tig Notaro, Kyle Dunnigan, and David Huntsberger.
Yay!
I know, there's like, that's the weird thing when you go out and do morning radio, like when they all kind of sit around and clap. It's the weirdest, like, three or four people clapping.
Seems
really? Why are you? That seems odd.
Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome for having me. Wait, what? I'm going to be on your show. I'm going to be on
Lieutenant Spaceballs.
Captain Gear Shift. I'm going to be on.
Maybe we'll change it to
your next episode.
We'll change it to Tig, Kyle, and David Love Outer Space.
Movies.
But that's not what it's totally about. You guys cover a lot of subjects. It's like, it's about the world of science.
Science, philosophy, theology, metaphysical type things.
Oh, you guys are going to blow my mind.
Spaceballs.
With all this stuff. I listen.
Regular balls.
I sound quieter all of a sudden. Did you do something to my thing there? You just like to.
He's fiddling with the knobs over here.
Yeah, you're putting some sort of psych out on me.
Are you good?
I suddenly went deep. Yeah, I can hear it good. That's perfect. Thank you. Oh, now it's back to. Why do you keep?
I couldn't
doing
find
that?
Mine. Got mine.
He's trying to get his own volume right and messing with everybody else's. That's Kyle. That's the voice of Kyle Dunnigan, first time guest on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have you.
Great to be here.
I've been a fan for a while. And then Tig, of course, we were just talking about this before we started. Actually, won a round of the Leonard Maltin game without having ever really gone to or appreciated film nearly as much as anyone else, I dare say, alive. Anyone on the planet. She doesn't like, just not into movies.
I mean,
you'll see him on occasion, maybe like at home on the couch.
No, I was at South by Southwest this year and I saw Natural Selection, which I also heard you thought
was
amazing.
That's great. Yeah, I loved that movie.
Yeah, I loved it.
Good. So maybe you just, you needed to see a good one.
Yeah.
Did that kickstart Like, have you seen a few since that one?
Well, that movie made me feel like, oh, so this is why I don't see a lot of movies.
Because
it's they're
so good.
All not yeah, this good.
Yeah. That just is the kind of movie that I like.
Yeah.
Where there's like a darkness and drama.
So what about it? It kind of reminded me. It was a little bit to me like, but not in a knockoff or imitation sort of way, but like kind of Alexander Payne esque. Like, have you ever seen the movie Election? It's a little more of a satire than this movie, Natural mm-hmm. Selection.
Yeah.
Natural Selection is just really, it's just a, it goes off in really weird directions, but it's always still very
believable
and humorous.
Well, that's what I
it's
always
like fun. It's fun, but it's not really a comedy.
Yeah, I told everybody that what I loved about the script was that every turn the script makes is totally believable. It didn't feel forced, like they were trying to make certain things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I just thought it was so well written. And I did think it was funny.
Yeah, it's got really funny stuff in it, but it's like what's amusing about it is especially Rachel Harris's
it's phenomenal performance.
Because she's just a hilarious person
yeah.
who's never gotten a chance to play like a quote-unquote dramatic role.
Yeah.
But that humor makes the drama work. Like that, she's
she
so
nailed it
great
so
in
hard.
It.
I didn't yeah. like it.
You haven't seen it.
Just
but
based
I'm
on what
hearing,
we're saying.
Yeah.
What from
hearing.
What you've heard, you probably wouldn't care for it too much. It does
a coming
sound,
of age.
We are making it sound like a chick flick, but it's not. There's a dude in it. Like there's a dude in it who's also very. He gives a great performance as well.
It is so not a chick flick. All even though it is a coming of age 40-year-old woman story.
I'm glad to hear that you like it, Doug. And not to discredit Tig, but it is a little more difficult to believe someone that it's great when they're like, trust me, I've seen 6 or 7
yeah.
movies.
Well, I do. Fantastic. I preface it usually with, and believe me, this is coming from somebody that has only seen Grease and Star Wars. So,
Grease and Star Wars is great. He's kidding, but Greg Barron always likes to say, I've only seen 2 movies, and they're Hoosiers and Batman. And he said that I've heard him say that since those, like when Batman came out. I've heard him say that. And he's sticking to his guns on it. It's like with me when somebody says the category is movies, in like charades, as a joke, I'll just yell out an answer, you know, before they even start. Like, or as soon as they start to move, like just right. guess something. And my go-to was always True Grit, which I thought was hilarious when it was an old John Wayne movie.
Oh, right.
And now it's not so funny, you know, that it's a fresh Jeff Bridges movie. Why is that a hilarious thing to yell?
They should consider
it. Be funnier to yell Tron Legacy.
I think I also lost David's trust in movies when I liked Precious.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it, so I couldn't. It
just Precious,
like,
again, is the kind of movie you love. It's got a lot of humor.
It's a coming of age.
I love morbid obesity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid to tell David some things, because David will turn and have a serious opinion. And then you're like, it's not worth it to be like,
or
I love that
movie.
Or
he'll turn and have a seriously made up opinion.
Yeah, it's usually that.
I'm always ready to talk about things that I like. Things that interest me.
That's a good imitation
that is
of
good.
Him.
It's
really?
Kind of,
yes.
It's a little Vincent Pricey now that I think about it. It's a little like Bill Hader doing Dana Gould doing Vincent Price.
Kyle has tried to do you, but
yeah, mine's like, well, David, okay.
It's not very good. It's not as good as yours.
Yours, I mean, but yours,
like Regis Philbin?
You bring that comedic, like it makes it funnier.
Wait, do yours. I'm going to mash mine with yours. What is it?
All right, buddy. Okay, buddy. Yeah. Got here late. Sorry, buddy.
No, I think
had to drop my friend off in Whittier.
Whittier.
No. My laboratory's in Whittier. Yes. Get my album, Humanitis.
I can never say that title right. Humanitis.
Like the disease, yeah.
Inflammation of the human.
It's only a Tower Records,
that's
though.
Why
that's the
that's why
thing.
The cover is your head as a globe.
It's kind of me as Earth, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. You can get that on, where can they get that?
Stand-up
Records. On Stand-up
Records? Amazon.
Is it on Amazon?
On iTunes.
What
you can get it from
iTunes?
My website, davidhuntsberg.com.
It's
also
just
iTunes.
A Tower Records.
Can you get it on my website?
You can get it at tignotaro.com.
You guys, I had some naughty and nautical times last night with David and Doug Millard.
Yes, we did.
Was also
fun.
There at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Is it Millard or Mellard?
It's Mellard, but everyone just
I
says
say
Millard
because that's
people. Oh, my lord. People, oh, my lord.
People are already putting a sarcastic pronunciation spin on it when I met the guy. So I always thought his last name was Millard. Oh, and then now I'm sticking with it because of the combination of history. And I also like to put a sarcastic spin on his name because you rarely bring him up in a way like, Doug Miller did the most amazing thing that I appreciated so much.
Is
it's
this
never
you
like
doing
that.
Me?
It's always more like fucking Millard with his fucking
last name.
Picks me up at the airport with a car with no doors on it. That's an exaggeration. He's never done that.
Well, there was that. He did do
he
it
does
once to me.
Really? No doors?
It had three of the doors.
Oh, okay.
He's so, on the right track so, to yeah. be picking somebody up with no doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, he's great though. He's very funny, and we had he's been on the podcast before, and we're gonna have we did have a lovely time out there in Ventura.
That was great.
I was pleasantly
yeah,
surprised.
Live awesome there. Go check it out.
And Jordan, who's always in the front row at the UCB shows, drives all the way in from Ventura every week, and he always has a baseball with Jordan written on it mm-hmm. that he holds out, and it gets picked constantly. People for some reason love it, but then they never win for him. He's yet to win.
It's terrible luck for people.
Yeah. So last night he's sitting in the audience, and you know now I sort of know the guy, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dude, where's the baseball? I said this in my head because you probably noticed this conversation never took place. But I was wondering where the baseball went, and I think I figured it out. I think that he doesn't think he'd be good at playing the Leonard Maltin game, but he likes having people play for him. Or he got high and forgot the baseball at home. Could go either way.
So you guys were out doing a movie show last night?
We do. When I do stand up on the road now, it's usually Graham Elwood or David Huntsberger or Nikki Glaser. I've got a few different people that open for me, but whoever they are, they've been on the podcast. They know how to play the game. So we get people, because people bring name tags to my shows now. Just because of
I've seen it.
The podcast.
It's yeah. cool to see.
Yeah, and so they're going to they brought the name tags last night. What am I trying to describe to you?
I wasn't sure. I was just asking if you did a movie show last night.
Oh no.
Night.
So now at my stand up shows we play the Leonard Maltin.
That's what you call it, movie shows.
No. Yeah, the podcast tapings are movie shows, but the stand-up, what we do is we bring people out of the audience that have name tags and have them go head-to-head against the featured performer of the evening, which last night was – well, we brought Doug and David up mm-hmm. last night. What happened last night? Who ended up – you ended up losing to somebody?
Doug lost to his person. I was 95% sure I knew it, and we're down to four names.
No, Doug beat his. That guy had to sit down without winning.
Oh, you're right. He did win. I was trying to cast him in a worse light than me, but he won, and I lost – I always like to let the person make or break their own, you know, luck or their outcome.
You always say name the movie.
I try to.
It's a strategic way to play.
Yeah. I don't like the game.
You're going to hate it.
I've never played it.
It's fun. But I feel like I could have gotten that one.
It takes
one.
A little longer than Monopoly. Are you down?
Down. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to this.
But what was the movie? Do you remember?
Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
And I had weeded out Miami Vice.
Charlie's Angels, come on.
Yeah. And then as soon as Tom Green was the first name, and I was like, oh, I knew it.
I knew it was Tom Green the whole time.
You're getting closer.
Right. Ooh, I knew it was Tom Green. Oh, why couldn't I have just said it's Tom Green?
I sound like an evil cartoon guy.
Yeah. Tom Green was the first name, so that's a real giveaway because he hasn't been in much of anything that he's not like the star of. Like he, mm-hmm. you know, I guess he's probably cameoed in a couple of things, but
that was quite memorable because
he was giving it to Drew at the time.
Yeah.
And by giving it, I mean making her watch him have sex with a goat or whatever he was fucking that week. That week. They went out for a long time. Their house burned down. So anyway,
that's
how long they went out for. How long did you date that girl? Oh, house burned down. Oh, that long.
Doug, I have to mention that your shirt matches your hat and it looks adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Really yeah. great.
Did
thank you,
you
very
was
much.
That on purpose or
mm-hmm. I mean, I think about it a little bit. I wouldn't put on a hat that doesn't match this shirt.
Cuz those aren't typical colors of blue.
This is the hat is a long time hat for me because it doesn't have
long
anything.
Long time listener, first
it's,
time.
It's a baseball cap first with no insignia on it because whatever you have on there, somebody else has is with the rival team, and
sure,
you have to
yeah.
have that conversation all the time. Mm-hmm. So instead, I go with a completely neutral because I like a baseball cap.
You're representing strictly sun blockage.
Yeah, and just I like to wear a hat when my hair is a complete mess. So it doesn't have anything on there. So I can wear it matches with a lot of stuff, but this light blue
Austin City Limits
shirt.
Somebody's competing with that. And you wear the shirt when your chest hair is a complete mess.
And the pink shorts look great.
It's a whole I put together a whole outfit today just because I knew you guys would appreciate it.
I thought
you guys you always look great. I think you guys are the sexiest podcast out there.
We pride ourselves on that.
Yeah.
Someone at one point said it should be called Three Opinions, One Haircut.
I'm glad you guys went with Master Rocket, though. let's see. I'm going to be at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California on July 17th. And then this is very exciting news. On July 18th, we're taping the second
Tournament of Championships
nice. Finals with Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Hot Saucerman and Paul Fancy Tompkins are all going to be there competing head to head. It's going to be an ugly competition because everybody wants to win this thing, and it's going to take place. You didn't make this one but I do want to talk about that in a second. Your track record in that game. But on Monday, July 18th, the John Lovitz Comedy Club in Universal City, City Walk there in California, we're going to do that taping. So please come out to that if you're in Los Angeles on July 18th. And then I'm going to be at the Tipsy. You guys going to Comic-Con, any of you?
No.
I'll be in Dublin.
Okay, that's far.
Mm-mm.
No? All right.
Not invited.
That's cool. What do you mean not invited? Comic-Con doesn't invite people.
I'm going to Comic-Con.
Oh, Comic-Con keeps calling me. I'm just like, shit, sorry. I'm going to
Dublin
with Tig. but during Comic-Con, I'm going to do a show. That's why I was asking, because I'd love to have any friends of mine that are around to do this stand-up show at a place called Tipsy Crow.
Oh.
So that sounds great. And so that's going to be good.
Whenever there's a bird in the name.
It's a bar in the Gaslamp Quarter District. It's in the party part of San Diego, so there might be some drunk
people. Little bird beak.
I might have to deal with some drunk people.
A little bird beak in a bottle of beer.
I had to throw a lady out of a show in one town. I can't remember which one it was.
You physically hurled her out?
No, but I had to stop everything and go, okay, I'll continue when this lady leaves. And she was like flabbergasted and she got up and finally left. But she just kept yelling Caddyshack while we were playing the Leonard Maltin game. She just kept yelling it over and over again. And it wasn't a bad guess. There was another girl in Denver that kept yelling Dumb and Dumber. And that was also a good guess. Like, it's crazy when a drunk person kind of has the right answer and also won't take, shut up, you're not playing the game right now, for an answer.
Yeah, because you explicitly say that. Don't yell out stuff.
I try to be explicit, but some people get hammered when they come to a comedy club. A
little tipsy bird.
Yeah. So, but in South by Southwest, because Tig, since you don't go to movies, you're notoriously bad at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But not notoriously. It's not like
Tig notoriously bad.
But it, South by Southwest, somehow you won. You just told the person next to you, name it, and then you emerge victorious. It was Brian Posehn, Scott Aukerman, and Chelsea Peretti, maybe?
Maybe. It's all a blur at this point.
I think that's who it was.
I just remember being carried off with a big champion thing in my hand.
Yeah, a big champion thing.
Trophy?
Trophy.
Oh, no. I thought wreath. I was going to say wreath.
And the champion
thing. Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I almost went with wreath, too.
That's all I remember. I don't remember if Chelsea was there, but...
I think she was.
Yeah, I was carried off.
I could be wrong.
I really know how to... Well,
there was a lot of people there. Howard Kramer was around because he was in the next... Like, the next taping was Scott's Comedy Death Ray, now Comedy Bang Bang. All right, so I threw in a bunch of plugs as planned, and now let's move on to talking about movies.
Great.
Have you guys seen any lately?
I saw Natural Selection.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's go for that.
Man, you know what?
Rachel Harris, Best Actress Oscar campaign, somebody should be... Like, that movie, I think, hasn't even been sold yet. I don't even think there's a distributor
I think
yet.
There's distribution lining up.
Oh, good.
Possibly.
Good, good. I hope so. It's
I just went and saw it again at LA Film Festival, and just can't get enough.
I totally see that shit again.
Yeah. Me too. For I would see it as well.
You would go see it the one time?
I would see it the first time.
And then decide.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I or do you want to commit to two times right now?
I'll commit to two.
Well, that's the most recent movie I've seen.
Are any of you going to see or have seen Tree of Life?
No, I heard it was horrible.
But I haven't
by
heard
one,
that.
One review that I saw, and that was enough for me. It's just the poster didn't do much for me. It just seems really slow. And
the poster needs to clean my living room.
Is that with Brad Pitt?
The poster doesn't do anything for me. Yeah, Brad Pitt is in it, but also lava and dinosaurs and fields and...
Mm.
And lots of stuff.
Did you like it?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh. But I talk about it as if I have. Because because I have friends that, you know, love movies, of course, and we discuss them sometimes. And there's just this crazy divide between – I don't get Terrence Malick movies at all. I mean, I got the first one with Martin Sheen as the serial killer, Badlands. But then everyone since has just been sort of like, oh, there's a lot of beautiful imagery, and I guess he's, you know, trying to do something with this movie, but it's not working for me, and it's way too long, is what I've always thought. So I'm reticent to see Tree of Life, but I have some friends that are just insisting that it's the most amazing movie.
Who are these people?
I don't want to name names.
Who are these people?
I don't want them to be persecuted. But
was that the guy that did Babel?
Are you friends with Brad Pitt?
No. Oh, that's okay. Iñárritu Gutiérrez Jean Bonomini. I mean, I forget what his name is, but
you and I just saw an Andromeda Strain.
It's about time.
Yeah, that
you're catching up on your whole Sean Connery catalog.
No, it's not Sean Connery.
He wasn't in that.
No, it's one of those.
Oh, that's the Anderson tapes.
I don't remember like any of the actors weren't really famous, but the or they're not anymore.
But it's a disease outbreak kind of movie.
Yeah, but what's like funny about it is it's one of those like late 60s, early 70s movies where they're guessing what the future is going to be like and they miss on some things. Like some things are too far, like a flying car.
Mm-hmm.
But then like they're way behind on like the computer thing. There's like scenes where they're like, just touch the computer with this light pen and it will click the thing. We're now like way past that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, it's one of those like computer movies.
Yeah, any movie that's about the future that's old is pretty interesting now because it's...
Yeah.
It's fun to
see
where they
get things right. Blade Runner got it all right.
I think Minority Report's doing a good job.
I mean, Blade Runner got it right. Cars do fly if they're on wires that you can clearly see.
Minority Report was too soon, though. You got to go like late 60s when like we had that explosion of like, you know, the space program where people just got nuts in movies.
You know what still gets a laugh when I do it in comedy clubs and in podcast tapings? I'm going to do it again now, even though I've done it like 3 times on the show in the last month, just to see how you guys react to it. And of course, Tig, you could sit this one out. Because I assume you didn't see Minority Report.
Mm-mm.
No.
Did not.
But at the time, my joke was, while Minority Report was playing, I wanted to walk up to the screen and go.
Doug's doing the...
yeah, you don't have to describe it. They know. But I just wanted to get... And even Tig's laughing.
I know what that is.
Because you know Tom Cruise has a screen where he throws things aside.
I just know how people can throw screens aside.
Yeah. Well, now they do it on CNN.
I have friends with iPods.
They're doing the weather and stuff with that shit.
They get over into it, though.
I've stayed at hotels where you can do that. You know, you like move the options of what to do.
Oh, yeah, like if you want the bed there in the middle of your room. What do you mean?
No, in the lobby.
Oh, okay.
To see what's going on in the weather. You can kind of move things around.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on in town.
I stay
in
at Ramada Inns.
I'm trying to think if I saw A Bad Teacher.
Oh, what'd you think?
I saw it yesterday. I drove out to Ventura early to beat the traffic and then sat through a movie. I could have sat in traffic instead of seeing that movie.
Seems that way.
No, but it was. It definitely has some good parts. It has some very funny actors in it.
I have to say I did
People
not
I
like
I
the billboard.
Admire.
I didn't like the billboard either.
When she's like hosing herself down, does she still have it? I mean, are you still like, ooh, Cameron Diaz? Are you like,
yeah, she still looks pretty good. I just still am not on board with her as a comedian. Like, I still don't find her like she commits admirably to the part, and she's definitely a bad teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she sticks to that. But then it's, you know, it's one of those Hollywood, you know, like, oh, but we got to redeem her a little bit somehow at the end, kind of things.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake in that?
Mm-hmm. But I've been ranting about this, so I won't go off on it for much in this episode. But for some reason, he's in none of the TV ads or you don't see him anywhere in association with it. And other people have said to me, maybe it's because he's got another movie coming out a few weeks later. But what does the movie that comes out first care about the later movie? Let's do them a favor and not overexpose him before that other studio's movie comes out. I mean, I imagine they're not the same studio.
That is weird.
Well, maybe he's not the star. Is he not really the star of the Bad
Teacher?
Well,
he plays like, I think why they don't show him in the commercials is because it would confuse people tonally, because his character is like, he's kind of nerdy.
Uh-huh.
You know, Cameron Diaz wants him for his money, and he's just kind of a weirdo. And maybe all the clips just were like showing Timberlake in a way people wouldn't be interested in seeing
it. Middle America's like, the tone's all off.
But there's
get this tone.
But there's a scene where he's dancing in the movie badly, but he's dancing, and there's another scene where he's singing, and he's not singing too terribly. Like, I don't know why they couldn't drop any of that in there, even if it's just for a second. Like, I don't know why you'd want to not let the world know that he's in the movie at all.
Especially when his name is on the billboards, and he's clearly a part of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I've been going off about it, and nobody has a good explanation, and I don't want to drag you guys into my personal stuff.
It's such a dark vortex.
It really is a spiral of shame.
Dark vortex, you know what I watched the other night was Dahmer with Jeremy Renner. You seen that?
I have not, actually. I imagine it's quite good and that he's quite good in it.
He's good in it.
There was even a little Oscar buzz for him for that movie, but it was so unseen. Like, it was it did not get the exposure it needed to get him there. But
probably rightfully so. I mean, even without showing him eating people or butchering person after person, they just show very little of that. It's still so disturbing. It's just really an unsettling movie to watch.
Why is that?
Oh, are you kind of like Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Exactly the same.
Hey, you got to go the other way. You got to make Dahmer like a musical. You got to really go.
Maybe the South Park guys can tackle that. Because I haven't seen Book of Mormon yet, but I can't wait.
I would love to see it.
I'm going to check that shit out in August. That's when I'm going to see that.
Oh, you got tickets. They're hard to get.
I did get
them. And now it's the multiple Tony winning.
If you go online
Tony
and book them months before you're going to be there, then you can usually zero in. I think I bought them maybe before it won the Tony, maybe.
Oh, nice. So you got it in the
one level. Tony that it won?
Yeah, before it won that Tony. It won a ton of Tonys. And, 14. You know, people keep saying I should do a special episode of Doug Loves Broadway, you know, but I don't know a single comedian or actor, really, that sees a lot of Broadway shows. Although Edgar Wright sees quite a few of them, so I could talk to him about it. But anyway.
Let's go back to Justin Timberlake.
Seriously, why is he so awesome? No, he's got this other, you know, let's have sex and not be serious movie coming out.
Yeah,
They just did that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know why one or the other didn't back off further, but it's basically the same story again. Although I find JT and the girl from Mila Kunis, I find them, you know, more appealing than Kutcher and Portman. I gotta say, Kutcher drags Portman way down is the problem. Mm. whereas Timberlake and Mila Kunis don't really drag or push each other anywhere. They're just both, they're appealing. You know what I mean? I don't dislike either of them. I like them.
I guess that would.
She's standing around
that.
Her underwear a lot.
I like that.
Eh? I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, Mila Kunis.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
It's not Kunis.
Mila.
Do you think he was making love to her when they were doing the movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Because wasn't there rumor that they were
having sexual intercourse?
Making love?
Oh, is that why she broke up with Macaulay Culkin?
Is she with Macaulay Culkin?
Dude, when they broke up, that's what the first thing I said was, they're breaking up is the first I've heard they were ever together. Like, I had no idea. They dated for like 8 years or something.
Yeah. They lived together, I think, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Serious.
It was just like in the news that they were, this was a while back now that they broke up, but.
I've seen footage of him, like, he seems actually kind of cool.
Macaulay Culkin?
Like, behind the scenes. Is,
oh, don't. Seems like a badass. Don't get me started about the Culkins. I love the Culkins.
You do?
I want to get you started.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know Culkins, any other Culkins.
Whenever there's a Culkin in something, watch them and enjoy, because they're really good actors.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm gonna.
Is this you going off?
Blank on names, huh?
Is this you going off?
There's Kieran Culkin.
Whoa,
there's
calm
Rory
down.
Culkin.
Whoa! If you see them in a movie, you
I know,
should
you
watch
can't.
It. It'll be good.
Which one's Rory? What's
I
he?
I can barely sit still.
Kieran was in.
Igby goes
right?
down. Igby goes down. Oh, okay. Was the one where he really made a mark.
How many Culkins are there?
I think there's at least. There might even be a girl Culkin, but I know there's at least three.
Did
there's
some Rory, of them pass
Kieran.
Away?
No, we no? haven't lost any Culkins.
Please.
That would be terrible.
You're thinking of the Hemingways.
I always wanted, there's three people I want to know how much money they have, and he's one of them. I always think, well, how much money? Because he had like all those hit movies when he was younger, and how did he handle it? I'm always curious.
I know. That's it's. It could all be gone. Or,
could
or,
be.
Or he could be set, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to know. But, you know, if Mila Kunis lived with him for 8 years, I bet you he had some money.
I think he's probably doing fine.
I bet you his parents didn't Gary Coleman him.
That guy's not buried yet, by the way.
What? You, still not?
Not buried.
Oh, my God.
Where is he?
I thought his
he's
girlfriend...
He's like in
who...
a holding cell. Some kind of like tomb, holding tomb.
He's in, well, his girlfriend
he's in solitary confinement.
Didn't his girlfriend murder him, and then she wanted an expedited burial so they couldn't
lady,
do any sort of research?
That lady's crazy. I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, please don't kill us.
Yeah, don't kill us.
I hope she's your only listener.
How much of a bummer would it be if I just found out somehow that all this time I just had one listener?
Yeah, she just has like 45.
Gary Coleman's wife.
She's sitting around like,
that's who you're tweeting to.
She just threatens all these people to go to
everybody
comedy
that says I love your podcast. It's all just her just yeah, telling everybody you have to go tell them this.
Or I'll murder you like I did
will
Gary.
Murder you too.
Just 200,000 email names.
It's terrible.
If anyone would do that, it's Gary Coleman's
wife.
The widow Coleman.
And that brings us back to movies.
I think they didn't even have sex, those two. I don't know if it's even... don't you have to have sex to make a marriage official? Don't you have to consummate or have a big
did?
Bowl of consomme?
I think you have to just get at least a hand job.
Yeah.
Reach
oh,
around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Night of handy
And that's
J.
how you get married?
That's And then you're married.
Then you're married.
In God's eyes, anyway.
God watches that hand job to fruition.
You both ate so much at the wedding and had so much to drink. Hand job's
yeah,
going to be
quick,
good.
Yeah. Quick that's dry
gonna be
reach
as good
around
as it
fine.
Yeah.
I now pronounce you.
She just falls asleep with her fingers in herself.
Somebody eloped.
You guys, I did the research. No way. Can't believe it's that time
well,
already.
I'm glad we got you going on the McCulkins.
Yeah.
I feel bad that we...
Or the McCulkins.
Oh,
they're not the McCulkin.
The McCulkin clan.
I made them extra Irish.
I just think, as little kids, they're just amazing. Like, Macaulay's amazing in... they're just gifted, you know. They just have it. Like, what was he in that was so great? Oh, he was great in Uncle Buck. He was great in this great. Thing called...
Love?
No.
Kills his
with,
mom, the evil one?
The Good Son.
No,
yeah,
Good Son, he was yeah, that was all right, but that was kind of over the top, that movie. But, no, there was a thing with, speaking of Viking burials, I don't know if we were, but we were close.
I was just about to go off on that.
You're still talking about Macaulay the one with
Culkin,
the fingers in herself. Right?
Macaulay Culkin was in a Burt Lancaster movie, one of his last, and now I can't think of the title of it.
So one of his first movies.
Driving me crazy. It's one of Macaulay's first.
Burt Lancaster's.
Burt Lancaster's the last, yeah. I can look it up. But let me look up Rory Culkin first, because I just want to be clear about, because I don't want to mix them up, because... They really are good.
You could probably get a Culkin in here. I know you're a big fan.
I know that's it. Part of it is I did have a Kieran Culkin was on with Edgar Wright because
the Pilgrim
because
crew.
Of yeah, the, I had a couple different shows where several people from Scott Pilgrim came on. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so I made that happen. How many Rorys could there be? There's Rory Cochrane. So if I just go Cole CU, that should get me all the Rory. Because when you plug the name into the app... Sometimes you don't have to type the whole name if it's close enough.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could type Tom Hank, and you're not going to get anybody else. There's not some actor named Tom Hanksmore. Hankalopoulos. Yeah, okay, here we go. This is good. He was the kid in, did you ever see You Can Count on Me with Laura Linney and Mark Ruffalo?
I did
and
not.
And Matthew Broderick.
Mm-mm.
Oh, see that, mm-mm, first of all. It's good.
Really?
It's good stuff. But then also he was, Rory Culkin was the kid in that. Mm-hmm. And he's great in it. He's so good. And it, Rory was the kid in, oh no, wait a second.
You can count on
both him. Culkins are in Igby Goes Down. Kieran and Rory. Kieran and Rory are both in it. Yeah.
Who's the better one? Could you compare?
I'm going to go back and watch them all again. And Rory was the little kid, the little boy with Abigail Breslin in Signs.
Oh, that's right. I remember him that.
Yeah, he was pretty.
I wonder if it's the parenting or it's just in them that they're good actors.
I don't know.
Maybe that's something to study.
They all have a look that's like, when they were little kids, they were adorable. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's just something. But I wish them all the best, and I'd like to see Macaulay in some stuff because everything I've seen him do as an adult, he's still a good actor.
Yeah, he was in that church movie. What was that?
Yeah,
Hilary Duff.
Saved.
Saved. Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah, I accidentally told someone, mentioned to someone that I thought they were in Saved when they were in something else, and it was awkward. She's probably listening right now. She's the one listener. I do, in fact, know that I have one listener, at least, who gets to vote on the Academy Awards.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
How does one get involved in that?
You have to be nominated or two people that are members. I think this is how it works. Two people who are members have to put in some sort of request to the, you know, some sort of official board that determines new members. So sometimes somebody who just, you know, does good work and, you know, lots of people like them,
mm-hmm,
get in that way, I think. But the main way is if you're nominated for an Oscar, then you're in.
Sweet. Oh, what about life? Someone?
Because only, you know, there's only like, I'd imagine grand total, there's probably about 75 nominees each year.
So just
roughly
that.
Right, five. I mean, some things like producer or something, there might be more than one person. Mm-hmm.
But sound and editing. And
yeah,
all that.
So maybe there's 120 or something.
So just that year that you're nominated, you can vote. It's not a life thing.
No. You can't vote the year you're nominated if you've never been because you're suddenly nominated. They don't they don't just show up at your door the second you're nominated. And say you got to vote on your own category. But once you've been nominated, I think from then on in you're a member. I think just
seems
there might be
huge.
Dues. There might be dues also. Oh. I don't know.
What about someone like Roger Ebert? Like, has he put enough body of work together that two people would go?
No, because I think it has to be somebody who works. It's all people are, you know, have a job in the industry, because that's the only way you can also get nominated. Mm-hmm. So if he wrote a screenplay that got nominated, he wrote that one Valley of the Dolls or whatever,
mm-hmm,
Russ Meyer movie.
I'm sorry. Why is it called the Academy? Was that just arbitrary? Like from the Academy.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
You have to be a part of that.
AMPAS.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Ooh. I didn't know it either. I'm David Huntsberger.
I know that.
What do you want to get for lunch, buddy?
That's really good.
That's what I hear every day on the road.
That's why I sound like Pinky. And
it's just, he just texts me. He doesn't even say it, but when I read the text, I read it in his voice.
What do you want to get for lunch, buddy?
Can you do me and Kyle?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Impressions are so weird in that, like, there's just some sort of, like, little thing that you need to hook into to start doing an impression of somebody. Uh-huh. Like, I'm grateful that no one has done an impression of me yet. Like, hearing it and then everybody going, yeah, that does sound like him. But I know it's going to be insulting.
Kyle could probably do it.
I know, but I hate if someone did me.
This is not good.
But
Kyle's really showcasing his talent.
I'm a man of a million voices.
James Adomian, no matter...
They're just hard to pin down who they are, exactly.
You have to find the guy after.
Just their voice.
No matter how talented James Adomian is, he does the world's worst impression of me.
He doesn't do a good impression of Tig.
It is really bad.
I do a better one. I've got some words
really
like...
really bad.
This is Tig right here. Good. Good.
Good.
It's like Dana Carvey's George Bush.
Not gonna be good.
George Bush Sr.
HW.
I can only do Tig movements. You would not believe. Like, the hand gestures.
Oh, yeah.
Really
what David's doing now is really.
He's nailing it.
Nailing it.
The listeners are loving this.
Good.
Gesture impressions.
You did one earlier.
Here's my Al Pacino. It's just not the same without the hoo-ha.
Yeah, you need the hoo-ah. The hands, you really didn't
know. I saw that recently again on television. It is a goddamn train wreck. It is an
inmate
Scent of a Woman. Mm. The movie where Al Pacino won an Oscar for pretending to be blind, always going, hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! You gotta live life to the fullest! Let's tango! Hoo-ah! It's just like, you watch it on TV now, and it's just like, fucking settle down and act like a person. Like, it is such an over-the-top, horrible performance.
I didn't love it when it first came out, but there are a lot of movies like that where I kind of
bought into it when it first came out. I was a big fan of Martin Brest. I liked, I loved Beverly Hills Cop and Midnight Run and, and Going in Style.
Did you love Scarface? Are you one of those people?
What does that have to do with anything?
Just saying, like,
why you gotta be bringing up Scarface, man?
Do you like ice cream? Are you one of those people? Scarface, I find incredibly entertaining, but it's melodrama. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's way over the top. Like, when he's he's got that huge amount of coke and he's snorting and stuff. Like, people did parodies of that where they'd have the same amount or less.
You're right.
Trying to make fun of the excess of it is impossible because it was excessive to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
You can't parody it because you can't get a bigger mansion. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like some guy who wants a parody Scarface, you can't afford that.
Unless he just looked like a little ant in a dollhouse. Right, guys?
Yeah, you could do an ant parody using ants as actors.
Then you'd really nail it.
Trying to bring science into this.
You know, actually, ants would not just be able to snort cocaine.
Did you see the movie Ants?
Yes. I gave it like a 7.5.
Ants.
Out of.
This summer.
I know, right? The ants and ants were not pleasant looking. Like, that's where Pixar kind of like, didn't beat them to the punch because I think it came out later. But Bug's Life, the bugs are cute. Mm-hmm. The bugs and ants are like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And there's Stallone and Woody Allen, and then their faces are mashed into ant shape and it's just like, ugh.
There's bees everywhere.
Look good at all. Isn't Jennifer Lopez the girl bee too?
Poof.
And she doesn't look that cute. And on that last season of American Idol.
She looked good.
That's reason alone to tune in. She looked amazing.
She looked better than 10 years ago.
Yeah, every week she came out with a different hairstyle, a different outfit, and she always looked great.
You said, yeah. You've been watching American Idol?
I saw billboards and things. I've been...
David, admit it. You...
David.
David, you TiVo'd American?
I love it.
Yeah, you go home and you kick off your sandals.
Hey, buddy,
and
I love it.
When I would
get
out some lotions for your feet and you watch it.
I voted 3 times.
But ads and stuff, commercials.
Yeah, you see ads sometimes, buddy. You don't make such a big deal out of it.
You have to say I've watched it.
It's just advertisements and stuff on the UC.
No way that's how I sound.
My headphones are kind of screwed up, though. Because through my headphones, I sound like this. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Okay, buddy.
Cool. Do I need to know something?
Buddy.
You're going to have to learn trial by fire, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're going to find out as you go. But just keep in mind that people who listen to the show hate it when the guests don't know what they're doing. Great. All right, here we go.
Great.
It'll be fine. I was going to try to do, we don't have enough time now, but maybe we could do it. Let's do this really quickly. In honor of Tig, I wrote this down. I want to play a game called, this was suggested by someone on Twitter, a guy named Mark Cantan, C-A-N-T-A-N. He suggested that I should get people that are not good at the Leonard Maltin game to play a game called Name a Movie. And that's where you take turns naming any movie. Any movie at all, but there's no repeats, and you only have 3 seconds to name the next movie after I say your name. I don't have an actual buzzer, so I'll make a buzzer noise.
You have to name how many movies?
Any movie.
This sounds hard.
You just can't repeat. I know,
because
right?
Because the pressure, you'll be in your head going, I got to know another movie.
But just think of the next one you think of. Like, just think of the next movie as soon as you...
Or sequels.
You can't do sequels. You can't go, like, 1-5 Rocky.
Oh, shit. I better write these down in case...
You need to write down 1-5 Rocky?
Repeat. No, in case there's a repeat, I should write down everything you guys say.
Do you know what my cousins, my family down in Mississippi, that's what they call burping. Oh, you repeated, didn't you?
Oh, repeated.
Oh, really?
Here comes that glass of lemonade again.
That repeated on me. I'm going to have to retire to the boudoir.
I better put my burps on shuffle.
Don't go in there. I repeated.
Okay. David, you go first. Name a movie.
Jaws.
Tig.
Grease.
Kyle.
When Harry Met Sally.
Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
Rocky. Are you getting hard?
In the Line
one,
of Fire.
Two.
Breaking
one,
Away.
Two.
One. Spinal Tap.
Two,
Top
one,
Gun.
Two.
Pretty in Pink.
One.
Waiting
two,
for Guffman.
One.
License
two,
to Drive.
One, Natural Selection.
Two, one, two, three.
David, go.
Dahmer.
I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Sure. David.
Ants.
Bad Teacher.
A Bug's Life.
Let's play movies we've been talking about. Take.
Bee Story.
Ratatouille.
What's Bee Story?
With Megan Mullally.
Huh?
Bee Movie.
Yeah. Sorry, you're out.
I'm so good at that game.
Wow.
Megan Mullally was in Bee Story?
Bee Movie.
I mean, yeah, Bee Movie?
Bee Story.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. And awesome. When I say that, I mean it's never going to come up in a conversation again.
You guys talking about Bee Story?
Oh,
hey, buddy.
Were you talking about the Bee Story? I am the Nasonex Bee.
Yeah, that made me panic. I got really anxious.
Yeah, that's intense. That
it's
was
the
fun,
worst.
That's that a good game.
So David won.
It's fun, but the anxiety you feel while it's happening.
It's the worst.
Oh,
you did come in second, but you also have won at the Leonard Mullen game, so let's see how you do today. Mm. All right, we'll start with David and work our way around to Kyle so that he can hopefully have a period of adjustment. You're going to totally help. All right, so, and if and when you lose... You guys will get to write down, I should use the dry erase board again, you get to write down somebody that you want me to call a shithead at the end of the show. And nothing is off limits, except for there's this one baby I don't want to say. Other babies are fine.
Just anywhere.
Just play.
Yeah, and I will call them a shithead at the end of the show. So okay. Look for, and the winner gets nothing, because the prize is usually like my CD and stuff, and why would you want that?
I want your blue hat.
You get bragging rights. I can't take the hat off because the hair is crazy. David, you get to pick a category.
Okay.
Would you like Doug Hates Remakes? Fonda Family Films? Those are films featuring the Fonda family.
A lot of Fs.
Yeah. And The Man. That's movies that begin with the words The Man.
I'll go The Man.
This was an exciting category on last week's show. Let's see how it turns out this time. The year is 2005. This movie is a bomb, according to Leonard Maltin. And it's got the man at the beginning of the title. He calls it a waste of one of the actors in the movie's talent, and he also calls it contrived and derivative. I only know what one of those words means. And there are, I know them both actually, 9 names. So how many, he has to, 9 names have been listed by Leonard Maltin on the app here, Kyle. So mm-hmm. So now he has to guess how many names, or he has to bid how many names he thinks he can get it in, reading from the bottom of the cast list up. So you, get the more obscure parts, or sometimes a big actor in a cameo or something. Mm-hmm. So...
I'll start at 6.
It's tricky. So he starts the bidding at 6. Now, Tig can either bid 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 names, or she can go all the way to 0 names if she thinks she knows the name of the movie. But it's Tig, so I'm guessing that she will like just bid one lower than David, or say to David, name that movie. How many names was it, David?
I said 6.
6 names. So, you know, you're a strategic player, Tig.
That's true.
You've used it in the past, so maybe 6 names will be enough, maybe not. So do you could say name that movie, or you can bid lower.
6.
Lower than 6?
I said 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. 7. You gotta go lower. Oh, 5?
This is amazing.
Okay, Kyle, so now
I'm gonna say
she hasn't
name
seen
that
movies,
movie.
But at least she got the game part in the past. Like suddenly there's a.
So I would say name that movie to
missing.
Her.
You could do that.
Definitely,
and you will get the point.
I will definitely win.
And then the order reverses next round, so you can't do that twice in a row.
Okay.
Okay, so he says name it. So Tig, here are your names.
We should just move on to the next one.
Here are your 5 names. Well, maybe she might. Think of a movie that starts with The Man. That narrows mm-hmm. it down considerably. It narrows it down to about 200 movies.
Mm, good.
Yeah. If you go on, go on the internet and type in movies that start with the man.
200?
There's a lot. Yeah, a lot of old ones. A lot of the man who did this, the man who did that, the man who blah, blah. You know, like, it's all these different things that men are up to.
I'd watch all of those movies, by the way.
Finally.
You just
finally,
gave away it.
Finally, I got you excited about movies.
The
you
best gave away the man word. Movie, The Man from Snowy River. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, see, what if that were the, now she could couldn't, just guess that.
Couldn't possibly be.
I know it's the man who because of what you were just doing.
Not necessarily. Okay. It could be the man where. So...
The man
the
where.
The man where nothing happens. Okay. Your six names are?
Five.
Five names are Tomorrow Baldwin Montgomery. That's a child actress for sure. Her first name is Tomorrow and she has her middle name.
What if I knew it right off of that?
Oh, Tomorrow's in that?
Tomorrow. Rachel Crawford. I don't know who that is, but here's where it gets interesting because these next three names could help you. Horatio Sands. Anthony Mackie, maybe not that one so much, and Susie Essman. Those are your five names. Name any movie that starts with the man, even if you have to make it up.
Let's see, Tomorrow.
Okay, so Tomorrow's in there.
Horatio. I'm certain I ran out and watched this. The man...
Remember, Tomorrow's in it.
Yeah, go through tomorrow. The film. Say Tomorrow.
Say that again.
Tomorrow.
No, say what you said before again.
The Man.
That's correct. It's called The Man.
I won.
Oh, I feel like we're rooting for Tig here and cheating.
That is.
I won.
I call shenanigans.
I didn't think of it until she was doing it, but the way she just kept going, the man.
I was answering.
Yeah, exactly.
I was answering.
I knew she would take. No. I knew she would own it.
Yes.
Once
yes. Yes.
No.
You guys will still win. Don't worry about it.
I won. I won. Why isn't anyone carrying me off with one of those big celebratory things in my hands?
I thought that was such a fun idea, though, to put The Man in there as one of the, you know, movies. Mm-hmm. Because no one would think, because also it's not a very terribly memorable movie. It was right. Samuel L. Jackson and, I can look right at it.
That's
so trying
how
to think
I
of
answer.
It. Eugene Levy as Buddy. It's like a buddy picture where one's a cop
right.
and one's a...
Bumbling idiot.
Supposed to be like... Midnight Run or something. What?
I was just going to say, that's the inflection that I get when I'm answering in game shows.
Right. The man. You can never be too careful. You don't want to say any extra words on accident.
Yeah. Yes.
But, all right, you nailed it. So you get a point.
Star Wars.
No,
Star
Dave.
Wars.
No. You'll know when I say it. You're not doing it totally right.
All right, Dave, we start with you. Kyle will be next in line to bid, but David gets to pick a category again since he didn't get involved in that last skirmish. Double vision, that's movies where the same words repeated twice in the title, are a movie called Crazy, Stupid, Love's coming out, so I thought a fun category would be movies with either crazy, stupid, or love in the title.
Okay.
And for your third choice, you can go with Doug Loves TV. That's a movie that's we played that category last night in Ventura, movies based on TV shows.
I'll go Crazy, Stupid, or Love.
I like it. This movie with Crazy, Stupid, or Love in the title is from 2009, and it gets 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. And your clues are that it's well made, it's well acted.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some heavy-handed images that don't connect with the rest of the film.
Mm-hmm. And Tomorrow's not in it.
Tomorrow might be in it. I'm not going to tell
not.
You who's in it. Okay, she's not in it. I glanced. She's not in it.
Hmm.
All right, 2.5 stars. Has the word crazy, stupid, or love in it. And there are 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in, David Huntsberger?
Zero names.
Ooh, what?
This is fascinating.
I think I know the movie.
All right, so now we go to Kyle. So now you can either go negative names. You can say, I can name it negative one name, and in which case you will have to not only name the movie, but also the lead actor in the movie, the top billed actor. Or you could say to David, name that movie.
Name that movie, David.
Okay, what is it?
Crazy Heart.
That's incorrect. And you're going to hate me for what it is.
Crazy Horse.
The Lovely Bones.
No!
Oh.
Lovely's not love.
Which no one would ever think of. Yeah, it's got the word love in
it. And Tomorrow is not in that.
No, because she didn't want to play the girl who gets murdered.
Yeah. He gave that 2.5 stars.
Yeah, why? You thought it was better than that?
I really liked it. I read the book. I hated it so much.
I love Stanley Tucci, but best supporting actor for putting on some glasses and make anybody look like a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Full comb over, almost called a fold over. That's why I'm wearing my hat today, so I don't have to do a fold over. He's got the comb over and the glasses, and he just stands around looking creepy. I mean, he does a good job, but.
What, does David have -1 now?
He was better that same year. He was better, I argue, in the Julia Child movie than he was in Lovely Bones. Or whatever,
he
was in that year.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kyle just got a point for that. And
I did?
Because he said name that movie and he failed to name it. See, that's where you don't have to know anything.
Got
just make the other, make David name it every time, you guys. And we'll be golden.
So Kyle and I are tied?
Yeah, you each have a point.
And David's losing.
I'm losing the game.
Okay.
One way to look at it. Yeah. But it happens to the best people. Edgar Wright lost last week, and he's one of the best players on the planet. So don't worry too much about it.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep my spirits up.
Okay, so we'll start with Tig this time, and she gets to pick a category.
Come at me with anything, Doug.
Okay. I will. Doug hates remakes, movies that are remakes of other movies that were probably made already. Fonda, the acting Fonda family again, the dynasty that is the Fondas, Peter, Jane, Henry.
Such and such.
Even Bridget.
Tomorrow.
You call her such and such. I call her Bridget. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Fonda.
Joaquin, the whole gang. Or Doug Loves TV.
Remakes.
This is a remake from 2004. Leonard gives it 2 stars, as remakes tend to get. He says that it is... that the first time around, the concept was fresh.
Mm.
Concept was fresh back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there's no suspense at all in this not fresh remake. 2 stars, 2004, and there are 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
10.
All right, I'll throw in an extra name. I'll repeat one of the names. You want to start with 9?
Mm-hmm.
Because that'd be a smart opening bid, because they can't really turn to you and go name that movie, because if you hear all 9 names, then I think you have a fairly decent shot.
So I pick the smart
Which thing? Direction were we going last time?
We were going this route.
So we'll go the other way, and it's you then? After
that would still be the same. I think we gotta go back to Kyle.
Okay, so Kyle, she says 9 names, right? Did you say it?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I can name that movie, Doug, in 7 names.
See, that's a nice... bring the bidding down a little bit. Nicely done. Then we come over to David.
I'm going to jump down to 5.
Ooh.
See, now we go to Tig, who has probably no choice but to say...
David, name that movie.
You had a choice on whether or not to throw his name in there, but yes. All right. How many names do you get?
5. I don't feel good about this.
Okay, here's
all.
Your 4 names.
I'll never get it.
I know it's 5.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the clues again?
Yes.
No,
please.
Suspense. It was fresh the first time.
Mm-hmm.
2 stars.
Okay.
2004.
Okay.
2 stars is generous, if you ask me.
Tomorrow auditioned for it.
Tomorrow was up for a part, didn't get in it, and I've had issues with it ever since. Faith Hill, John Lovitz, David Marshall Grant, Roger Bart, and Christopher Walken are your 5 names that were in this remake from 2004.
The Stepford Wives.
That's correct, you son of a bitch. We got a 3-way tie on our hands. Oh, my God. We have to go into overtime.
So that I'm was not good. Winning?
Huh?
So I'm not winning?
It's a 3-way tie,
You're
Tig.
In it, though.
3-way tie. It's exciting. Let's,
to win.
We got
to
get this over with fast. We're almost out of time. So you got the point for that. He's told you to name it. Or she told you to
Tig
name
to
it.
Name
so
it.
She.
She.
That's so whoever
why,
gets this
That's
one.
Why I always refer to you, especially when you're not in the room. So Kyle gets to start this one off.
Whoever gets this wins the whole thing.
It's he, she, and David. That would have been a better name
for the show. He, she, and David.
not he, she, as in someone who's a trans. I mean, that was a terrible title. Why'd we pick that? Okay.
Wait, who wins this wins the whole thing? Is that what's going on?
That's what's happening.
Oh, exciting.
It's very exciting.
If I don't get carried off with a big celebratory thing in my hands.
Are we still with trophy or have we switched to a wreath?
Hey, David, you should also, you should be trying to, go for the zero or less names just to get into the Tournament of Championships.
Yes.
I'm always looking for the next round of that.
Okay.
All right. Just giving you that tip, when you're playing against, when you have strong competitors, you like to play that way. All right. So we decided we'll start with Kyle. You get to pick a category. Would you like Doug Loves TV, movies that start with the man, or movies that have the same the same word in there more than once?
I'm going to go with Doug Loves TV for 1,000.
I like it. This is from 1999. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. I give it full boat, 4 stars. Yeah, all the way. I don't know why I called it a full boat, but that's a poker term, but okay. The things he says about this movie is that it's sharp, funny, and based on a TV series. You already knew that. You already knew that part. It's sharp and it's funny and it's I'll give you this. It's R-rated. All right, and so there's not a lot of movies based on TV shows are R-rated. So it's 3 stars, 1999, and there are 12 performers listed. How many names do you think you get it in, Kyle Dunnigan?
Oh, man. Gonna have to go with 7, Doug.
Okay, 7 names. Now we go to Tig. We're turning around the other way.
I think I could get this easily in 6.
David?
I'll go 5.
Mm. Kyle, this is a really nail-biter.
Let me see here. I mean, it's definitely not the Three's Company thing. let me go. Oh, I got it. I got it. I can do it. I think I can do it. Oh, no. Maybe I can't.
It's not Flipper, Kyle.
I can't. I thought I had it. Okay. I'm going to go. Was it 5?
What's it down to now?
It's at 5, yeah.
Yeah, so you can go 4, maybe. Just for the interest of time.
All right,
Name it. Name it.
Okay, 5 names. Please give me the names.
Do you have a good idea, you think?
Not really.
All right. Stuart Copeland, Nick Rhodes, Mike Judge, Eric Idle, and Dave Foley.
Oh, I know this. Mike Judge, TV.
Here, Tig, write down somebody to
call.
It is
called Beavis and Butthead Do America.
That is incorrect.
No way.
But that's a great guess, though. Yeah. No, that's wrong.
What is it?
Let me read the rest of the names to you. Minnie Driver, Brent Spiner, George Clooney, Isaac Hayes.
Shaft?
Mary.
Oh, I got it. It's
Mary Kay Bergman.
It's the Cartman South Park movie.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Cut bigger, longer, and uncut. Nicely played. Kyle Dunnigan's our winner.
Nice work, sir.
Tig, write down somebody for me to call a shithead.
It's just somebody from my life?
Anybody. From the world of sports, the world of ballet. I don't care.
Okay.
Your a grocery store that you don't like. Just something you want me to call a shithead. And then David will do the same. And then this show will be over, almost right on time. We're going to go, a minute over. And I'm going to race out to my car and pay the meter.
Wait, I don't get a shithead?
No, because you won.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations. I'll do one for you if you want.
No.
So I get one or I
Yeah,
don't?
Yeah, you get one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, write down anybody. How many times am I going to explain it? And then I'm going to race out to my car and feed the meter, pay the money.
Yeah.
Pay the man, if you will. Mm. And then I'll come back in and be a guest on an episode of...
Professor Blaster.
Oh, no. I thought it was called...
Rocket Monkey?
I thought it was called Officer Jerkoff. No, that's too much off in the same. You guys are ridiculous. Do you want to do one?
Yeah.
All right. Kyle's going to get a shithead. I'm giving Kyle a special shithead compensation. I'm going to be at John Lovitz July 18th doing the Tournament of Champions. I mentioned that. Tipsy Crow July 21st in San Diego. Funny Bone in Virginia Beach, Virginia on July 27th. And thanks again to my guests, Tig Notaro.
That's me.
That's right. David Huntsberger.
You got it, buddy.
Hey,
and Kyle Dunnigan, the winner of his first time playing Leonard Maltin game.
Mm. Are we allowed to say that my CD is available for pre-order today?
Yeah, which will be, this is going to come out next week sometime, so it'll be out, full order probably. When does it actually come out?
Comes out August 2nd. You can get a free track on my website, but you can pre-order now starting today, and all my tour dates are on my website.
So by the time you hear this, you'll either be fully available or pre-order available.
I'll be in Philadelphia.
And she's got a Philadelphia gig coming up. David's got Humanitis, and he also has an album of the same name.
My album's called Good One.
You have to say it that way.
Good One.
I'd like a copy of Good One.
Good One.
And Kyle, what are you up to?
I'll be at the Dayton Funny Bone and the Hartford Funny Bone coming up.
Nice.
My guy is the one who's like the one who speaks to like ghosts. That one.
Oh, okay.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah, there might be more than one, yes, but I'm glad you clarified it.
There's another famous one.
I'm glad you clarified it.
Thank you.
So, as always, Tig Notaro is a shithead, David Huntsberger is a shithead, and John Edwards, the one who speaks to ghosts, is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...